Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Sorry about that. Little delay getting back on the air here. This is Doug Llewellyn, and nice to have you with us here on Close Up Talk Radio today. We are making connection with a fascinating lady. I think you're going to find her totally amazing. There was a little problem making telephone connections. I don't know why, but some days that happens when you're doing live radio, and we're trying to get it all worked out. Anyway, we're happy to welcome Dr. Celeste Liguer-Johnston back to our microphones again today. She was with Jim Masters last week and had a fascinating discussion with him about the subject of physiognomics. And I think you're going to find it absolutely, totally amazing as well. If we can get her on the line again to continue, but we seem to be having some sort of a problem here. So I guess the only other thing to do is try one more time. Let's see if I can help get her on the line with us. You know, it's a shame when things happen like this on live radio, but we'll have one more attempt, and we'll see if it's going to work. You never know. You just never know. The lines are going out. The ringing phones are ringing, and if she answers the phone, we'll be in good shape. If not, you know what we'll do? We'll have to reschedule this broadcast, and maybe she will show up again. Let's see what happens. Let me just check. Are you there, Dr. Johnston? Hello.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We've had a little bit of a problem there making that connection with you. It's good. Let me, you know, I normally do this before we go on the air. Are you on a headset or just talking into the phone? I want to make sure we have the best connection with you. Tell me. Are you there? Did we lose you again?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know what's happening to the phone, actually. It's like, we were just talking a few minutes ago, and it was fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Something strange going on, but as I was going to say, for our audience to get the best understanding of what you're talking about, I want to get the best connection with you, and that's why I asked if you're talking on a headset or anything, or are you just talking into your phone? How would you answer that? You're just talking into your phone? Is that right?
Well, I have a headset, but for some reason now the headset's not connecting to the phone. I mean, I was just talking to you 5 minutes ago with the headset in the works. I don't know what's going on.
Let's do one more thing. Disconnect the headset and just talk into the phone, okay? Just talk into your telephone. Undo the headset. I think that might make it better. It could make it better.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm ready. I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, everybody, the audience is listening to us as we get this all set up. Normally, this would be arranged prior, but this day we had some connections.
It worked 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it worked fine 5 minutes ago. Dr. Johnson is out in Phoenix today. Is it raining in Phoenix, or is there bad weather, you know, in Phoenix, or is it a typical gorgeous day? What's it like?
Well, it's a gorgeous day. It's I'm sitting out in my pergo watching the waterfall and the fish. And I'm good.
What it sounds so gorgeous. Well, listen, as I mentioned to the audience, you were a guest last week. You talked with Jim Masters about the subject you were so familiar with, physiognomics, and it's a subject that is absolutely totally fascinating that most people don't have a clue of what it is, and I was about to describe it as it's a non-profiling tool used by law enforcement and counterterrorism organizations to detect and discern deception and untrustworthiness using nonverbal clues. That's a perfectly clear definition. But what it is you are able, using this subject, to read people's bodies. Is that about it?
We are all made of geometric patterns. and you put the patterns together. It makes a puzzle, and it tells who you are. What you think is what your body expressed.
Well, it's amazing, and I know there's so much to this. I want to go into this. By the way, this is Veterans Day, and I know you are a veteran, a decorated veteran, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for your service and also for the service of your sons, who are both in the service as well. Is that right?
Thank you. Thank you very much, yes. I was in the Air Force, and they're in the Army.
Okay. How did that happen? Why did they not go follow you into the Air Force?
Well, we don't want to go into that story right now.
We don't.
But they were combat veterans in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right.
Yeah.
But by the way, what you know, you're a doctor. It's amazing what you're doing. What branch of the service, you're in the Air Force. What did you do in the Air Force? Did it have anything to do with what you're doing right now?
No, it didn't. I was just an airman in the Air Force. I later on, you know, I decided to just study what I intuitively knew. Physiognomics is something that every two-year-old knows. They just can't spell the word. They can look at you, and they can tell how you're going to make a decision. They know the yes and the no without you ever saying a word, just like your puppy. Your puppy knows what is a good day, what's a bad day, because your body changes with your thoughts.
Well,
very
that's so very true. Yeah, no. Well, let's talk about this. Physiognomic, you came up with this, am I right?
No. It's been around for 5,000 years. And who's really mastered it has kept it in society are the Asians. It started 5,000 years ago in Asia. And then Aristotle, 2,500 years ago, used it to train the Olympians. As you think, you will be. And so you conform your thoughts to the objective you want to obtain. Anybody can change their body. Anybody. Just change your mind.
Well, why is this something that should be of interest to our audience? What can they learn? Why is it important for them to know about this? How would you explain that?
I'd say the first thing is that if you are the person you were 10 years ago, it's time for a redo. Because things are different. That's the past. And what you need to do in order to obtain or achieve the things that you want to do now is you have to evolve into the moment. And evolving into the moment prepares you for the future. We are taught all kinds of cultural biases. Because babies, if you see babies on the playground, they're all playing with each other.
Right.
The rich one, the poor one. The one with you, the one with freckles, they're all playing with one another. We teach them biases. And what physiognomics does, it allows you to look at people and forget about the bias because you're looking at them from the inside out as opposed to the outside in.
Well, that's a good explanation. I think your website is absolutely fascinating, and the website really is what this is all about, and it's called readthebody.com. Again, I'm going to give you that website. It's very simply readthebody.com. And if you go there, you will see the explanation of physiognomics is a tool for recognizing facial, body expressions, and cultural intentions. You can actually determine just by looking what someone's intentions can be. And that's why this is so important, and for the use by law and military professionals who use physiognomics to read the signs of the body. Let's go into this a little bit and explain to me how it works. How can a law, you know, an officer, either military or, you know, police or whatever, how do they use this? How does it benefit them to determine you know, what somebody may be thinking or planning to do.
You know, Grandma says, think twice and act once. Oftentimes when we are in stressful situations, we draw immediately on our past experiences instead of knowing that this may be a different situation. The people are shot sometimes just because they couldn't hear you. And you can look at people's eyes and tell if they can hear you. Because what happens is the body, when the body is in balance, when you're in your natural state, everything is symmetrical. But when you're confused and you don't understand, it becomes asymmetrical. You've seen people that their eyes are not level with each other and their mouths are twisted when they speak. Mm-hmm. Because they don't know what they're speaking about. And in systemics, what you can do is you look at people in the moment that you find them as opposed to what you would like for them to be.
Okay.
People are injured because of cultural differences. I mean, there are cultures where you don't touch the person. You don't touch the body, and you touch that person's body, and they react in a negative way, and you think they're being angry, but what they are is they're being offended. And so you need to step back. Too many people are hurt because people, we have been trained to think the worst of everyone, and it's not the case.
Well, that's pretty fascinating when you really think about it. You have described various shapes of the body and how that relates to physiognomics. The description is thoracic, abdominal, cerebral, osseous, is that it, and then muscular?
Yes.
Why are these various shapes of the body important in determining, you know, somebody's intentions or what they're up to? Explain
what
that.
Happens is we are, if you think of yourself as a puzzle, nobody is just one body type. Because if you are, you're at the extreme of that characteristic or that personality. And let's say one of the things that people in this country, people spend a lot of money in beautification and augmenting their bodies. So you don't know who the person is because they've done so much plastic surgery that they don't even look like they looked when they were born, you know.
That's true.
So with the thoracic, you know, everyone wants to be a thoracic, and you think, oh my God, I've got to be like super thin, and I've got to be a beanpole, but yet I have all the stress in my life that makes me have to do three times more than the other person has to do. Well, it's pretty difficult to be thoracic when you have so much responsibility. When you have the responsibility, you're going to have padding on you. You're going to get muscular. You're going to have to, you know, carry your weight because nobody else is carrying it. The cerebral is that person who thinks things inside out and outside in, they are the problem solvers. They'll sit in a corner and eat peanuts, and, you know, just so they can do what they need to do. It doesn't take a lot to please them.
It's interesting. Yes? Let me point out something. You've described these various models. And you have pictures on them. Now, if we were on television, I could show these pictures and you could describe them. It would make sense. On radio, it really doesn't come across. It's much better if you can see these images. So let me just ask you a little bit to explain how this science of physiognomics is being used and how it helps, how you use it, how law enforcement people can use it, and others. Explain to me basically the way it works. How do you do that? Tell me.
Well, you know, when you were speaking and you were speaking of law enforcement, the first thing I thought of medical professionals, when you have someone who's in the emergency room every Friday, and every Friday they have a stomachache, and using physiognomics, you can look at the patient and you can say, well, really, what's going on in your life? And it may be that on Fridays they're lonely. It may be on Fridays they don't have the money to pay their bills. And so it creates an environment that you can start a conversation with the person instead of looking at them in a two-dimension. People are multidimensional.
Okay.
People say, I don't want to be abdominal because abdominal is fat. No, abdominal is not fat. Abdominal is fleshy. And if you're going to do a business deal, you want someone to have some abdominal somewhere, and it just means that you're fleshy. The skin can pull from the bone because that person can expand in their thinking. They can they are much more flexible, actually, than the other body types. They're the ones who pull everybody together to get the job done.
Well, I find it amazing that you can learn so much just by observing. As you pointed out, physiognomics is a user-friendly system for evaluating trustworthiness and other traits in people. And as you put it, you read the body. You imply your intuitive nature. And all you do is look at the body, and the body will tell you everything, the person you're confronting or talking to. The body will tell you everything.
Everything.
And when you say everything.
If this is television,
what do you mean?
If this is television, I'm either going bang, 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 right down the line and tell things about people that they think is their greatest secret. There are no secrets in the universe. The body is an expression of the mind.
I find that fascinating, too, because, you know, a lot of people can dress in a way that covers the clues their body may uncover. And sometimes it's hard to tell what the shape of a body really is because of the way people are dressed and how they come across. Would that be, some truth to that?
Yeah, there is, but nature gives you a way of identification. And so what happens is, you know, they're dressed in their uniforms, the lawyers in their suits, but their ears are exposed. Their nose is exposed. Their eyes are exposed. Their hands are exposed. And the way they sit, their feet, the feet will go in, they will go out, and people's feet go out. I mean, they're not the people you want making decisions for you because they're the ones who are going to go wherever everybody else is going. So there's so many ways in the time we have, it's just a teaser because there's so many ways to tell things about people in so many different parts of the body, different than just looking at the face. It's amazing. And people say, how did you know that? I'm looking at you. That's how I can see it.
Well, you know, as I go through all of your information, that there are so many different uses for this that are beneficial. For example, we talk about law enforcement, but in the commercial arena, organizations who utilize this subject of physiognomics and who you teach and coach in it would include law firms, legal proceedings, tech companies, higher education. It's useful in business negotiations. Obviously, that makes sense. If you can read the other person you're negotiating with, it could be a huge advantage for you. It's also used in politics. But let's get back to business negotiations. Talk about that. How can it be helpful?
It is absolutely wonderful. The most exciting thing is shaking someone's hand. When you shake their hand, no matter how powerful they may think they are, if they want to do a bone crusher or whatever, when you're shaking their hand properly, you can almost, they might as well send it in Morse code of what they're thinking in terms of how they're going to handle the transaction. And so we spend at least an hour or so in the class shaking hands and understanding that you can, the body will express, it will always express what a person is feeling, no matter how clever they are, because lawyers are very clever at hiding their emotions and their feelings, but they're human beings too.
Interesting. I want to point out, I know you are an industrial organizational psychologist, but you're a certified professional executive coach. You coach in this subject. You offer training to increase the awareness of nonverbal behavior cues. In other words, the ability to read not only someone's face, but their body. You teach this, and it's the ability to read the body is as critical as it is extraordinarily difficult for a deceptive person to disguise the signs of their body and their face. So this is something you teach. You trainers. You train people in this subject.
Yes. Yes.
It's and who do you teach this to? Who would come to you to learn physiognomics?
Business people, particularly when they're doing a transaction, because you can. We study the pictures of the people. Not only just the people you're working with directly, but the people around them. Because the people around you are expressions of who you are. If someone is very evasive, you can always find a hole, a loop in the circle. You can always find the person that you can tell, the person who seems like they're the very opposite of the person you're working with directly, they will tell you the whole story just by reading their body. And when folks are very popular, they have pictures all over the internet. You found pictures of me that I didn't even know was on the internet. You know, somebody's got a picture of you somewhere.
Amazing.
And we study the pictures.
Can you give me an example of some situation in which the ability to use physiognomics has been a benefit to one of your clients? I mean, I'm sure you've done this with so many people. A success story that someone came back to you and said, you know, because of what you taught me, I was able to do this, and it was a huge benefit. Something like that. Any idea?
Well,
or anything come to your mind?
Yes, a lot comes to my mind. And having people, oftentimes people will tell you their right story of what they are a victim of. And so what in using physiognomics, what we do is turn the victim, let the person who is seeing them as a victim, show them how they're volunteering for these things to happen to them. And when they change their thought process, like changing their bodies, you know, you may have weak knees, and so therefore you don't move forward as quickly as you should. They get promotions. They get married. They get contracts. I mean, I have a happy life. I'm a professional organization psychologist. That's just a business psychologist. I work with business people.
Right. Exactly. Tell me something about teaching this to others. Number one, how do you do it? Do you have to be in person to teach this? Have you been teaching people during the pandemic on Zoom calls and things of that nature? Or do you do it in person as well? How does that work?
I do it on Zoom calls. I do it on the telephone. Folks will send me pictures. They will email me pictures to look at the people they're going to work with. And then we look at what you have in common with each one of those people, because in order to negotiate with someone, you have to find a commonality, and you have to find what you have in common. And once you connect what's in common, you could do anything. It's when we make ourselves dissimilar to everybody, even the monsters out there. You know, those monsters had a mother. They had a father. You know, they're people. You can it's very easy to disarm people when they think that you know them more than they think you should know them. It's very, and they end up volunteering lots of information.
Interesting. How long does it take you? How long do you work with a typical client before they kind of understand this and get it and can carry on their own?
Well, that depends on what their natural talent is. Many people are, particularly if they're in sales, they're naturally intuitive. So those people will learn really quickly. People who have to teach others how to do what they do, they learn quickly. But people who know it all, it takes a little bit longer.
So would you say you could learn this in a couple of sessions with you, or would it take maybe 2 or 3 months of working at, you know, in sessions with you to really grasp it?
Well, some people could learn in just a few sessions. It really depends on what they want to accomplish. I can only work with what comes to me. I can't, I have to work with what I've got. So I can't make that statement.
Okay, that makes good sense.
I can confirm that.
But what you just said is interesting. It all depends on what they want to accomplish. That begs the question of what do most people who come to you for training in this field, what do you think they want to accomplish? How would you answer that? Is it a simple answer?
It's a simple answer. Most people want to be happier than they are right now.
Wow. I thought they had some other goal in mind, but knowing this could improve their happiness. Amazing.
Yeah. When it comes down to, I don't care if you're a physician, you're a psychiatrist, you are a laborer, you have a construction company, people want to be happier than they are right now. And if you don't understand the people around you, it's very taxing because you can't do what you want to do. You're busy doing what other people want you to do. It's your life. You get to live your life on your terms.
Yeah, no question. It's a fascinating subject. How well known is this study of physiognomics? How about that? You know it well. You teach others in it. Do many people, are they aware of this?
Well, if you Google it, almost every law firm in the world is using it.
They are.
If you Google it, Harvard University, all the T1 universities are teaching it to their students because what their students have the advantage of is anticipating what their public wants next. And for centuries, it was only taught to royalty because people couldn't read. People couldn't write. And so what happened is you needed to be able to understand what your public wanted. And what is most interesting when you travel and you can't speak the native tongue, that you can communicate with physiognomics, you can communicate with people who don't even speak your language because they're understanding your body, your body behavior, body cues. And so
that's so fascinating, Doctor. I wish we had more time to go into this again, but it's anybody who wants to learn more about this should go to your website. We've been talking to Dr. Celeste Legare-Johnston, and her website is readthebody.com, readthebody.com. If you go there, you'll learn how to get in touch with Dr. Johnston, but you'll also learn what this fascinating subject is really all about and how it could help you in your business, in your life, and actually help you become a much happier person. How about that? I didn't know it could have that much of an effect. Dr. Johnston, thank you so much. It's been great having you as a guest. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And again, happy Veterans Day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. I don't know what happened either, but you know, it all runs through the studio system and their phone line, so something was going crazy there. But it worked out. But in the beginning, I'm sorry for the lack of being able to connect thoroughly with you right away. Should have normally works perfect. You know, we never rarely have a problem. So. Yeah, something. Were you on a cell phone or a landline?
I'm on a cell phone, but I had the phone tested.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Sometimes cell phones, you know, things go crazy. Sometimes they drop out in the middle of a broadcast, and there's not much we can do. That didn't happen here, but, I mean, it does happen. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I have one.
You have.
yes, I have. My husband, we have a
boss. Oh. Why? There's nothing crazy about that. That's good. And how accurate are you? Can you do it? You are. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I know more about physiognomics than I think I do, because I'm pretty good at predicting what's going to happen. Yep. Yep. Interesting. Oh, that's so true. So true. Good for you. I don't think so. That's all right. That normally doesn't happen. You know, I just think it's such an absorbing subject. It really is. And it's something I've never heard the term before, physiognomics. I didn't realize it was that well known. But, but was it known as physiognomics at that point? No kidding. Yep. Cool. Oh, my word. That's hilarious. Good for you. Boy, what an advantage. How about that? That's amazing. So did you live in D.C. when you did that? Well... How about that? So when were you there? What years?
I was here.
I spent 10 years with Channel 9 in Washington. I had a fabulous time there. You know, in radio and television at WTOP.
I know.
Yep. How about that? Amazing.
I got my doctorate.
fascinating subject. You know, I've learned a lot. I love doing interviews like this because I learn all the time. And thank you. I've learned something today. You know, it's always good when you learn something during a day. I hate a day where I don't learn something. At least today I've learned a lot, and it's still early. So that's good. What's that? Yes.
What a story. What a story. It doesn't happen. That's right. It doesn't happen. Good for you. Unreal. Good for him. Good for you. Yeah, well, I don't either. Oh, my God.
Well, you're an amazing, amazing lady. My goodness. The subject is amazing, and you're even more amazing than the subject. So this has been a delight chatting with you. You probably would do very good doing a radio show. Really. Right. Good. You know, it's an amazing subject. Have you explored it at all? I mean, have you talked to anybody? God, I'm sure. Holy mackerel. Dude. That's tough. She pushed you. Good. That's good. Isn't that wonderful? That's fascinating. It's amazing. It's even more interesting, yeah. That's pretty cool. You're kidding. Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Of course. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Johnston, I must tell you, you're an amazing, amazing lady. You know, let me put some thoughts on here. If I have any ideas or something about, you know, a radio thing, I'll be glad to call you and help you if I can. Okay, I'll see about it. I'm not quite sure. I'm not really in touch that much with the radio syndicators, but I can explore a little bit, and you know, if I come up with something for you, I'll call you back. Okay? Yeah. Sounds fascinating. That great idea. Be happy. Be happy. Well, it's been delightful talking to you. I talked longer, but I got to leave my office right now. I got to get my hair done because I'm doing the People's Court next week. And I got to look good, right? That's right, exactly. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Have a wonderful day out in Phoenix. And you're great. You're just absolutely great. So I hope to talk to you again soon, okay? All right. Tell your husband hi for me, okay? All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Nicholson Company. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Doug Llewellyn. I'm one of your clients. Your contract client. There you go. That's it. I was just calling. I haven't heard anything from you guys sending West over here anytime lately. And I thought, you know, it's heading for the middle of November. Is that what it is? Okay. All right. Miss Ma'am.
Okay. Is this the
Thorn Apple Drive? Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And last time we were there was June the 16th.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Midday or afternoon, not early morning. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a 9 to 12 and we have a 12 to 3.
How about 12 to 3? 12 to 3. Put it in there. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
We can do it on Monday, December the 10th.
That works.
Okay. So Monday.
All right. Super. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.